Blog Talk Radio.
I am not sure if I'm live, but if I am, welcome to Reality Radio with Whitney, Stefan, and Andrew. My name is Andrew Kurt. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Reality Radio Podcast. You can follow me personally at CC Grade Kirk. It's just going to be me and Stefan today. We're going to be speaking with Sabrina Kennedy. So if you guys have questions, feel free to call. Feel free to tweet us at Reality Radio Pod, and we'll get to them as soon as we possibly can. Just waiting on Stefan to call back in and waiting on Sabrina to call in. As you guys know, last night there was no new episode. We got Stefan here. Stefan, can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bud? How you doing?
Good. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries, man. I actually had issues too, so I had to call back in. But you can hear me okay?
Yeah, good. I think I was going in and out of service as well.
I had to call back in because I couldn't hear anything. But how's everything going, bud?
Good.
It's different being on the hosting side, because normally when I'm on reality radio, I'm a guest. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, but now it's all three of us. So
yeah.
If people want to follow your personal Twitter account, where can they find you?
Oh yeah, at S Sanders. I forgot my own Twitter. at CS Sanders.
You're like, I forgot my Twitter handle.
I do. I got that name.
And you guys can follow Whitney, who's not going to be with us today. She's at JANELMCG.
Yep.
Just waiting on Sabrina to call, and I'm going to DM her the call-in number.
Yes, definitely.
So, man, we talked about last week's episode, and what are your thoughts about the season overall? Because personally, I'm a little bit indifferent about it. I feel like we've had good weeks and we've had bad weeks. But what is your thoughts on the season overall?
Thoughts on the overall now?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's good. Got some interesting topics, different from what we normally used to see. It's a little bit more serious,
Yeah, definitely.
But
it's been a good season. Unfortunately, the ratings don't show that it's been a good season, but we're in times where not many people watch MTV anymore, unfortunately. So people got to stop worrying about the ratings, because unfortunately they're not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad but true.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, so we're just waiting on somebody to call in. So who are some of your favorites on the cast?
Favorites from the cast? I'm liking Dean and CJ.
But yeah, me too.
And Dion,
I was tweeting with Chris last night. He saw a tweet that I sent last week saying that I wish Dean would get more airtime. I bet he's more. I said, I bet he's more interesting than the other two guys. Talking about Chris and Dion, and he was like, oh, he is. And I was like, I hope you don't. I tweeted back to him last night. I was like, I hope you don't take any offense to that. I just want to see everybody get equal airtime. He was like, no offense at all.
Yeah. I think.
And I was rewatching a little bit of episode 2 this morning. The whole drag thing was hilarious. Dean was freaking out the whole time. It was pretty funny. So, like I said, if you guys want to ask Sabrina anything once she calls in. I don't know where she is right now, but if you guys want to ask anything, please feel free to tweet at Reality Radio Pod. We will definitely get to as many questions as we can.
You can even put it under hashtag ask from Sabrina.
Yeah, that too. Ask Sabrina.
Yeah.
So, man, we got a challenge in 2 weeks, man. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I am. I am excited for the challenge.
Rivals 3.
Yeah. May 4th.
It looks like, no, it's not May 4th. It's Cuatro de Mayo. That's what the commercials have been promoting. Cuatro
de
Mayo.
What?
It's on Cuatro de Mayo.
Oh, it's on two different stations.
No. I'm trying to mess with you. You know how they have the commercials in Spanish on Cuatro de Mayo.
Because
it's in Mexico. I was like, no, it's not on May 4th. It's on Cuatro de Mayo.
Right.
Oh man, I'm looking at something. We can talk about some of the new stuff because Sabrina's not hasn't called in yet. But Tony is going to be a dad again.
Yeah, dad to be now again
with Alyssa.
Yep, he was giving it in.
Oh my God, what are your thoughts about Tony? I mean, the dude has a kid with Madison and now a kid with Alyssa towards the end of this year.
Right. I just think he might want to just tone it down just a little bit.
A little bit,
second kid in 1 year with a different girl, so that's a lot to take. But, I mean, I don't want to judge. I don't want to tell him what he thinks he should do. But if I was him, I would just tone it down just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, two kids in 1 year with two different baby mamas.
it's a lot. I feel like that's a lot just to take.
Not only from the real world, but from like life in general.
yeah, just in life, you know.
Two kids with two different baby mamas,
I feel like it's a lot. I want to slow it down just a little bit.
Yeah, and from what I hear. I guess according to his bio on the challenge page, he hooks up on this challenge too. So it's like, dude.
Oh, really?
It's like, dude, you need to settle it down.
Right. Maybe just stick with Madison.
Yeah, personally, I mean, I don't have any issues with Alyssa, but I'd rather have him stay with Madison. That just me.
Right. Can you still hear me?
Yeah. I just got a tweet. My phone vibrated. But anyways, let's talk challenge because I don't know where our guest is. Pull up the challenge page real quick. On MTB.com.
Right. Oh, we can talk about the fact that they're doing a challenge fantasy league. They're bringing that back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You do that back in the day, and now they're going to be starting that over again with this season. So it seems like each week you have to have two people on your team. And then they grade whoever you choose to be on your team. They get an X amount of points.
So you only get two? You only get to pick two?
I looked at it recently. I think it just said two per week. Could be wrong. But you get to switch. You get to switch in and out. I believe. Like you don't have to stay with one person for the entire season.
Uh-huh.
And I think the winner gets to win a trip.
You get a trip or a car. I remember Battle of the Sexes, the very first challenge I watched. Ruthie and Mark, they went to some lady's house in like the North Dakota or Minnesota, one of the Midwest cities, and gave her a freaking car, which was crazy.
Car, nice.
Uh huh.
Nice.
Yeah. Cass isn't pulling up right now. We're going to be 0-2 on Sabrina or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, last time it was our fault. This time it's
I don't know, probably just miscommunication. But you know what? It could be because of this week, you know, because the world didn't play it last night. They
yeah,
did a Prince tribute,
she
I believe.
She DM'd us like 35 minutes ago. She said emergency with her father. Anyway, we can do this on my mobile phone. And I said, yeah, it's a call, and so that's perfect. So I gave her
she's
the call.
She's going to do
number,
what?
So she, oh, I see a 978 number. So let me see if this is her.
Okay.
Sabrina?
Hi. Yes.
Hey, Sabrina,
Hi.
How's it going?
Hello. Hi.
Good. Sorry,
you're on
guys.
With
I
Andrew
had to take my dad to the. Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Sabrina.
How are you?
Thanks for calling in. Good, good.
So this is way different than last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
last
definitely.
Time, you know,
you only get to hear us, not
see
us.
Do it on video. Yeah.
Okay,
so is
awesome.
Everything all right?
Okay.
Sure. Everything's okay?
Yeah, a little bit, but I knew I had to do this, so, I mean, you know, like, business is business, and I want to give you guys a good, you know, I'm here.
Oh, well, thank
absolutely.
You. Appreciate it. Yeah.
So how's everything going with you?
Good. We just released the music video yesterday for If Only.
I know.
So
I
this
saw.
Is very exciting.
It was
yeah.
great.
There was no episode of Real World last night, though. R.I.P. Prince. He was a legend.
Yes, he was.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, everything's going very well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. So glad to finally talk to you. If you guys don't know, we tried to get you on Google Hangout, and so many technical difficulties. It was so miserable. So glad we're finally able to speak with you now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sabrina, any word on, since we missed the episode this week, will we getting two episodes next week or still
no, we will not. We will be actually pushed back 2 weeks.
Oh.
So the season will run a little longer.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Okay.
Everything's getting pushed back
a little
2 weeks.
Longer with you guys.
I know.
Yeah. Awesome.
So our my first question to you is, I've asked all my guests this, all of our guests this, why did you try out for The Real World?
So I tried out for the show primarily for my music. As you all know, I'm a singer. I really, for labels to even want to consider me, I really needed to build my fan base. And, I mean, locally and in Massachusetts, I had a very strong fan base. But when it comes to people outside of that realm, I really needed to bump up my followers. And it's really all about the following these days, not so much the talent. And
right.
So I saw the show, and I've always been told that I would be good on The Real World. So I went and did it, and then 10 weeks later, I'm on a flight to Las Vegas, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. It worked out, yeah. And it seems like you're doing a good job, well, good job of promoting, you know, your music, your single out right now, and your video releasing yesterday.
Yes, I'm trying really hard to get it out there. I'm trying really hard to get in touch with labels, because you know what? Now is the time. I mean, I'm on the show, and I want everyone to see my music and see what I preach through my music.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely, like in your first single, I definitely get the message behind that.
Thank you so much. That's what
I
want. I want people to relate to my music, and I want people, I believe a lot of artists don't talk about real life issues. We kind of just write music to sell music.
Yes.
There's actually a guy who was on a past Real World season. I don't know if you ever heard of Marlon. He was a rapper.
I've heard of him.
What was I going to try to say? Would you ever be up to like collaborating with him, doing a possibly having you do a hook on one of his songs?
Oh yeah, you guys should totally do a collab.
I'm always up for collaborating with anyone. Anyone who really is into music and has talent and is really passionate about it, I'm always into collaborating with them.
He's good. He's definitely. I know Stefan and Whitney have talked to him as well as myself, and he's definitely good at what he does. We haven't seen him on TV in a while, but he's definitely still doing his thing.
Yes,
right,
of course.
Right.
I would love to do a collaboration.
Uh-huh. I know part of your storyline on the Real World is. You're going to be seeing you're looking for your mother?
Yes, I'm looking for my biological mother.
biological mother, yes. So are we going to be seeing more of that in the future? Or
yes. So that was a lot of my filming, actually, was that process. And I believe they're going to put it more towards the end of the season just because we do have 12 episodes. We have a lot going on. And that's definitely going to be in at least 3 or 4 episodes because that was a very long process, especially for me during filming. And, I mean, it's going to be a huge part of the show and a huge part of my storyline.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that, yeah.
It's going
were
to
you
be,
aware that you're...
It was just a very emotional time. So it's something that I hope they show because it brings more rawness to the show.
Right, it does.
What I was going to ask was, were you aware that the private investigator, John, worked with the past Real World contestant, Donnie?
No, I never knew that until I was actually filming, and I was someone told me that, and I was like, wow, I had no idea that he had worked with a previous cast member.
Right.
Yeah, it was cool to see him again. When that episode aired, I was like, I tweeted, I was like, isn't that the same person with Nani? And people were like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it was.
How was it working with him? Was he a nice guy?
Was he very helpful? He was so helpful. He was so understanding. I could not have asked for a better person to be involved in that part of my journey on the show. It was just, he's so good at what he does, and the idea of bringing people together with people they haven't seen in a long time is just amazing to me that he does that for a living. He has a huge investigation company in Las Vegas, so he has a booming business.
That's awesome.
So, Stefan, go ahead and ask a few questions to our wonderful guest. Stephanie, there? His call might drop soon, but so last week, let's talk about last week's episode. Last week's episode was such a crazy episode. We see that Chris leaked the information about Jenna being a quote-unquote homophobe and racist. What was your whole take on the whole situation between Jenna and Chris last week?
So here we go. For Jenna, Jenna comes from a very different background than most of us in the house. She comes from a place where she's never had to be politically correct, as she said. She's never had to worry about what she says. And when you live in a society where we are very progressive, it's hard for people like Chris, who is coming out of the Mormon church, who is very progressive, to hear some of the things Jenna says. And Jenna says many things that are offensive, but she honestly, in some cases, you need to look at it as she doesn't know better. She knows nothing. That's like trying to train a puppy and telling it to sit when it doesn't know anything. And with Chris, I feel like Jenna is just a constant reminder of when she brings up the Mormon church, it's a constant reminder of the abuse he went through with the Mormon church. And that's the idea of the show. You're putting two very different people together, and it's honestly the leak. It was going to get leaked anyway because it was all said on national television. But at the same time, you need to think about it this way. Does that ruin her life more? And I think that's something that a lot of us struggled with, and now seeing the episode, a lot of the fans struggle with that. They are trying to pick sides, and it's like, maybe who's in the right and who's in the wrong? That's the hard decision to make, because all of that stuff was going to get out, but, I mean, did Chris have to go do that? We don't know. It's like you don't know what either of them are feeling, and that was a very hard struggle for us in the house, was trying to pick sides and trying to see who was in the right and who was in the wrong.
Yeah, I bet it was definitely difficult. It seemed like both of them wanted to get their points across, and it was like, oh, I don't want to pick sides, but you know.
Exactly.
So other things happening in the house, we obviously know the whole thing with Kayla and Dion. What is your take on their relationship? And where do you play into it?
Kayla is my, like, one of my best friends on the show. I still hang out with Kayla all the time. We travel together. And I also hang out with Dion all the time, and he's like a brother to me. I obviously was made out to look like I had a quite a crush on Dion for all of 15 minutes of episode 2. But, I mean, those two, they clash. They're like oil and vinegar or oil and water. I don't think they'll ever get along, and I think they're okay with that. They go at each other's throats, and they're just – Dion loves making fun of Kayla. Kayla gets sensitive to Dion, and, I mean, it's one of those things. It's not going to change anytime soon. I promise you that.
Yeah. I can't wait for Amanda Please is coming, right?
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I bet it was crazy
part
for you guys.
Yes, pivotal part of that whole saga. Can't give
Ooh,
anything
like
away,
the,
but it will,
like the,
it will
I like
be
the
a,
cliffhanger. It leaves us wanting
yes,
more, so I like that.
It will definitely leave you wanting more, trust me. A bunch of math holes in a house.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of Massachusetts kids in a house. Yes, it's going to be a very, as the season goes on, I mean, these first few episodes is just getting you acclimated to everyone in the house and, like, playing out our storylines, but the next few episodes are definitely going to be very heated. Just from, like, how I know we filmed, it's just going to be a very heated process.
Mm-hmm. So what I want to do now is, unfortunately, we don't have Stefan back, but what I want to do now is I want to ask you, I'm going to give you a roommate's name, and I want, like, maybe a couple, maybe a sentence or two to describe them. So you ready? Let's go ahead and start with the guys. Let's start with what was your initial impressions of Dean?
Okay, Dean, very athletic, pretty boy, one of those boys who may or may not take pictures of himself in the mirror and then post it on Facebook after he works out. Very sexy, very beautiful smile. Personality, very quiet. I didn't know what to expect. He was like he's when you first see Dean, it's very mysterious. You don't know what to think.
And then moving on to Chris. What was your impressions of Chris?
Hippie, looked like he just came straight out of a concert. Super big stoner, yet really into like designer stuff. I could pick out every designer that he was wearing the first day I met him. I honestly thought Chris was super into himself the first day I met him, but then I realized he was probably the less into himself in the house out of anyone. And I guess you can't really judge a book by its cover. Also, I just saw, like, bookworm, very intellectual, hippie is what I saw.
Yeah, intellectual is definitely a good word to describe him. He seems like he knows when he's talking, other than when he's, like, criticizing Jenna, he knows what he's very, like, articulate when he talks.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh, which I've caught on. And last but not least for the guys, what about Mr. Dion?
Jungle boy, off the wall, wild, crazy, psychotic, doesn't give a shit. Like, very, very out there. Everything that I thought about Dion the minute I met him, it was accurate.
Yeah. I bet you can go on for days about describing Dion.
Oh, I could go on for days. Especially now that I, like, know him more, especially, like, after the show. The list can go on.
Yeah. And then moving on to your other female roommates, what about the lovely CJ?
The lovely CJ. Immediately when I saw CJ, I just said to myself, this girl's going to be my roommate. She came out in full-blown heels to the first mission, like stiletto heels. I definitely looked at her and I was like, oh, she's going to be the mom of the house, which is true. She's amazing. She's a bad bitch. That's what I thought immediately, bad bitch. That's all you can say about her. She sticks up. She's the realest in the house. She's my girl. She's my roomie.
Uh-huh. And then Jenna.
Immediately I thought Southern Belle, except like redneck Southern Belle, not like the Southern Belles that are in like sororities and like and do all that cool stuff. I thought Southern Belle as in hick. I'll use redneck for a better term. Definitely annoyed with the accent. Didn't think she was going strong.
And then
I was definitely wrong on that one.
Yeah. And then last but certainly not least, Kayla.
Kayla, I immediately thought either I'm A, going to get along with her, or B, going to want to rip her throat. Definitely a dominant female. So I'm a very dominant female, so I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to work out. She's very attractive. You can tell she's a little spicy, you know. She gets salty very easily. But definitely, I didn't know how I was going to get along with Kayla, and it turned out we ended up being best friends, so.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you say that, because we've seen throughout the episode that you guys have got along pretty well, and in the beginning you're thinking, oh no, things might clash between me and her.
Yeah, and a lot of people actually online were like, oh, we don't think Sabrina and Kayla are going to get along, and we absolutely did.
Wow, funny how things work out, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we unfortunately only have a couple more minutes, so I want to ask you a couple final questions. So we've seen the twists this season, being Go Big or Go Home. We've seen a bunch of great missions. Do you have a favorite one so far?
Favorite? I would have to say I did not love it at first because I absolutely hate flying, but when we were flying and dogfighting and doing all that stuff in the air and doing flips, that was one of my favorite things. That was something that I'll never be able to do again, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that looks very badass, and you got all you guys are actually excited to do it, unlike some of the other missions,
yeah,
where at least one
amazing.
Or more people were like, oh no.
Exactly.
And then I know you got either knocked out. What happened in the whole water mission with you?
Oh, my
hurt?
God. I broke my collarbone twice, and I literally got plunged by Dean and Dion, two of the biggest guys in the cast, and they perfectly landed, catapulting me into the air, and I dropped into the water, and I felt paralyzed for a solid minute, but I wasn't, clearly, but I thought I rebroke my collarbone, and then I had a huge bruise on my leg for, like, weeks.
Oh, man. And then
last
question before we talk about your music, because unfortunately we're almost out of time. Obviously, the next step for MTV, for Real World, is the challenge. Would you be ever up to doing the MTV challenge?
I would actually love to. I went on the show saying that I would just do Real World, but, I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, I can't turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would do it. I would do it.
Uh-huh. Have any of the alumni reached out to you, and have you become friends with any of the alumni?
A little bit. Not really, though. I feel like everyone kind of, once you do Real World and you're on the challenge, you kind of just keep to yourself. You're like, eh, I'm on the show. I'm over it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it'll be a trip once you get to meet a lot of the people, though, because As we know, the challenge is in a couple weeks, so it's gonna be exciting for you guys once you guys get to go on the challenge soon.
Yes, I'm very curious to see who they're going to pick for the challenge, for the next challenge. Especially
yeah,
for my
so,
it's there's a little tough decisions.
Oh, definitely. All you guys are great. So I wanna thank you so much for calling in. It's definitely been a lot of fun. As Stefan said, Stefan unfortunately was in and out of service, so unfortunately he couldn't come back on. But lastly, what I want to do before we go, I want to play a little bit of your single, If Only. But before we do, can you talk to us a little bit about what the song's about?
Yes. Yeah, so the song If Only, I wrote that in a very dark time in my life, and I wanted to write it to show people that you shouldn't have to repress your emotions, and you don't always have to put on a happy face. And that's kind of what I did a lot. And I mean, people take it, they're like, oh, this is a love song. No, I don't want it to be a love song. I want it to be about opportunities and people in your life that just, if only they saw the best of you and not X, Y, and Z that was negative about you, maybe things would be different. And I don't believe you should live in the past, but I believe things like that need to be addressed. And so I teamed up with a charity. Each song on my album, I'm teaming up with a charity and doing a music video incorporating a charity that I feel strongly about. So I teamed up with Dear Hope, and they're a charity that they target mental health and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
was
awesome.
The inspiration
that's awesome.
For If Only.
That's
yes.
awesome. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. You definitely have been a great first guest to have on. If people want to follow you on Twitter, they can at It's Sabrina K, right?
Yes, at It's Sabrina K, and Instagram, please, and at It's Sabrina Kennedy, and Snapchat. Anything you guys can follow me on, I really need the following, and I love my fans, and I communicate with all of you.
Thank you so much, Sabrina, for calling in, and we're going to go ahead and play a clip of your song. Go ahead and buy it on iTunes, guys. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. If you guys can hear me, this is going to play for about 30 seconds. So please buy it on iTunes. I'm Andrew Kirk, all of the Reality Radio.
Before it ever began. You were always just trying to push me away. Now I'm begging for you to stay. Feeling so used, broken and bruised, endlessly lonely, torn up inside.
Okay, that was If Only by our guest, Sabrina Kennedy. So please buy that on iTunes for Stefan, Whitney, and myself, Andrew Kirk. Follow us at Reality Radio Podcast, and we will catch you guys next time.